Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is a special feast day. It is the feast day of Saint Joseph, who is the husband of Mary. And whenever we celebrate this feast day, I always think about the founder of the Holy Family Sisters. And some of you might be in Holy Family School, so you might have gone to a Holy Family School, or maybe mommy or granny went to one. And Saint, the founder of the Holy Family, Bienvenu Noai, he had this lovely idea. He said that whenever we are feeling a little bit down or a little bit scared or a little bit worried, what we should do is we should take ourselves off in our imaginations and prayer to Nazareth. We should go and spend some time with the Holy Family in Nazareth. Now, one of the things that I know is a reality for many kids in South Africa is that we don't necessarily live with a dad at home. More than half the children in South Africa do not live with their dads. And that can be very hard and very sad. And we can feel that loss in our hearts. Like, where is Dad? And maybe Dad is off working somewhere. Maybe Dad has died. Maybe Dad and Mom got divorced and Dad lives somewhere else. And we don't see him as often as we like. But for one reason or another, a lot of kids in our country do not live with their dads. So, I'd like to suggest a little prayer. And in this prayer, if you're feeling like you would like to have a chat with a dad, well, you could always go and have a chat with Jesus' dad, Saint Joseph, because Joseph wasn't, of course, only Mary's husband, but he also was the human dad to Jesus. He adopted Jesus as his son. So let's close our eyes now. I want us to imagine going to find St. Joseph. And St. Joseph was a carpenter, so we can expect to find him outside in the shed behind the house. Whenever I think about going to find St. Joseph, the first thing I like to do is to just take a deep breath. Can you take a very deep breath with me? That's right. And what do we smell if we go near a place where a carpenter's working? We have the smell of the wood and the wood shavings and the wood dust, which might make some of us sneeze. So imagine going and standing by the door and looking into the dark interior, seeing all the wood shavings on the floor and seeing St. Joseph there working with the wood. Maybe you can imagine, what is he making? Maybe he's making a table or a chair. Or maybe he's making a little wooden toy. How much fun would that be? Maybe the first part about St. Joseph that you might want to notice is his hands. Look at his hands as he works. He has the hands of a carpenter. There are some scars and some calluses. And his hands are strong and sure as he works with the wood. We can imagine him sitting there working slowly with the wood, because you can't work fast with wood. Wood takes time. Working with wood is slow. And so we can imagine standing and watching him, maybe carving something, maybe sanding something or shaping something. And he looks up and sees you and smiles at you. He asks you, do you want to come in? Imagine going into the wood shack. Maybe finding somewhere to sit, on a little stool or a box or even on the floor. Watching as Joseph works with the wood. Maybe St. Joseph gives you a piece of wood and some sandpaper and asks you to help him. As you sit together in the woodshed, St. Joseph asks you what's going on. What's happening at home? What's happening at school? What would you say? What would you like to tell him about today? Imagine telling him whatever it is you want. You could tell him about your friend. You could tell him about a fight or a maths test or anything you wanted to. And he would listen to you and hear you. And then at the end, because St. Joseph always, always leads us back to Christ, leads us back to God, we can imagine St. Joseph saying, let's say a little prayer. And so with St. Joseph now, let's pray. Dear Father God, you who are Father of all of us, we ask you to hold us, to hold each child in your hand, and to bless us, and help us to feel safe and loved. Amen. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.